Blog Talk Radio.
Earth Angel Radio is the authentic radio for living an authentic life, sharing with you the heart of a richer and fuller life with divine guidance.
Earth Angel Radio is here to share with you the wisdom of the ages from all dimensions, bringing you a greater understanding to a more conscious way of living and to expand your mind beyond this world.
Please join the host of Earth Angel Radio, Carol Guy.
Welcome to Earth Angel Radio.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by www.carolguy.com. Carol Guy is an angelic counselor as well as the author of A Healthy Mind Leads to a Healthy Body and her new book, Coming Out of the Spiritual Closet. You can find her here every Wednesday and Friday on blogtalkradio.com/earth-angel. You can also find her on twitter.com/yourearthangel as well as on Facebook.com/Carol Guy and Jason's Network.com/Carol Guy. And now back to Earth Angel Radio with your host, Carol Guy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Friday show. This is a special show today. I'm really excited about it. I'm not going to talk too long today, but we have a very special guest with us today, and we are going to be doing a special meditation. So, if you would like to participate in this meditation, please find a comfortable spot, a quiet spot for yourself. Start preparing yourself for that, and we will be doing that in just a moment, too. I would like to let you know that you can go to earthangelsradio.com. You can listen to us live there. You can also listen to us live. We're streaming live on ipmnation.com. Please check out all their different shows, their different show hosts. And they're amazing. So we are honored today to be in this magnificent energy. As many of you know, we have been sharing with you for quite a few years about the new energies, the different tools and things that we can use. And, you know, this past couple of weeks, I've had a couple of people all over the world, not a couple, but a few people all over the world, me, they're not consciously knowing exactly what's happening to them, but they know something's happening, and they have been feeling uneasy, nervousness, feeling like something huge is about to happen, something like one friend told me in Colorado, said, you know, I feel like a nervous animal that right before a natural disaster. But it's the energy. It's the energy that's going into the body. And so what we're going to do with our guest today is going to help us to understand this a little bit more, help us to align with this energy and attune with this energy. And so it's beautiful. So anyways, I do want to let you know that Diane Bachberger, host of Fifth Dimensional Living, is here with us as well. To guide us, as we know, sometimes we have technical difficulties. And so, Diane, you want to say hello before our guest comes on?
Yeah, hello, everyone, and welcome to Carol's show and to the exciting guests that we have today.
Now, we will be taking questions after. We decided that we're going to probably do it after the show or after the meditation. So if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 646-200-4169. Make sure you press 1 so we know that you have a question. And we're going to take questions on how this attunement, what your experience with this meditation, this attunement is going to be. So you can definitely call in. We're going to bring our guest on, and then we're going to and then we'll take your questions and get more answers. Today, our special guest is Kenji Kumara. Kenji, 65, born in Berkeley, California, has been in the transformational movement since 1971. He holds a master's degree in education, ECE specialty, and a parapsychology, and bachelor's degree in humanistic psychology. He is a former preschool and grade 8 teacher. I can totally relate to that. And has numerous certifications in energy work, body work, healing system, medical hypnotherapy, and more. He established Quantum Light Weaving in 2007 and his Fellowship of Light Weaving Weavers in 2005, to ordain certified spiritual healers. His website is quantumlightweaving.com, where you can purchase his live and evergreen attunements and meditations and teaching videos. His specialty is spiritual emergency and awakening for the young quantum generation of crystal and indigo, and facilitate for the new earth energies. Genji's a messenger and bridger of the quantum understanding of transformation and miracles. His 39-year-old earth dream is to build an off-the-grid community and retreat training center for world leaders and leading edge quantum thinkers. So let's bring on Kinji. Wow, that's amazing. That's an amazing journey. So Kinji, are you here with us?
Yes, I am here. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation to be on your wonderful show.
Oh, it's our honor to have you here with us. You know, when I was introduced to your work by one of our other hosts, Cindy Harris. She heard your work, and she told me, you have to listen to him because your work is so in alignment with everything that we share here on Earth Angels Radio Network. And so tell us a little bit about this journey that you have been doing with the quantum light weaving.
Well, I need to give you a little image here. So when I was really young, kind of like my folk hero, I guess, you know, from books was Johnny Appleseed, and all I remember was that he had this stick with a knapsack at the end of it, and he had these seeds in the sack, and he would just walk around the countryside and plant seeds. So
I guess
I've been collecting seeds for over 40 years now, studying, you know, where I could, you know, find very interesting leading-edge people. And so this is the work is accumulation of, you know, over 40 years of study and practice. And I suppose I've kept what is called the kernel of the teachings and, you know, let everything else go, which was probably about 98% of what I studied in my life. So, you know, kept about 2%. So basically I was looking for the jewel of, or the core of, how people can transform and heal. So it ranges everything from body work all the way up to medical hypnotherapy and spiritual work and, of course, different forms of meditation and how to get centered. And along the way also, I studied how people evolve and grow and also how people get stuck and stay stuck and ways to help them out of that. So basically, I feel today it's about bringing some clarity for your audience in what is energetically, emotionally, spiritually happening on the planet and also in their bodies, in their minds, and a very simple way through the activation to, I guess you could say, release oneself from the self-imposed prison or the density of what's going on the earth.
Wow. You know, with this, all this new energy, like I said at the beginning of the show, people have been contacting me, asking me what's going on, because they are feeling this in their bodies, and they don't really know how to relate to it, explain to this. Can you share about what this is happening to them a little bit with this energy?
Okay, so I would like everyone to take a deep breath. We've already placed the matrix of the grid. It's in place for everyone now to begin to access this quantum field. So everybody take a deep breath and just relax into the presentation. The key is to be receptive. So imagine that your body has these portals. Let's just say it has 144,000 entry points for the divine to enter, so to speak. And with your intent, you're going to simply be open in all these points to receive exactly what you need, not only information-wise, but energetically and spiritually, so that your body can also begin to shift with the changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is happening on the earth has never been done before. So it is important to remember that you're not necessarily going to have a reference point for what's happening in the mind. The ego always wants to kind of know what's going on. So part of the challenge is to let go of the conscious thinking mind and to receive, which can be a bit of a challenge for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
absolutely.
That's number one. So number two is this whole Earth 2 or the new Earth vibration that is coming forth. Let's just put it this way, simply put it, it's going to be an Earth that we've all dreamed about. And as you let go of your baggage, one will be able to, shall we say, live on and in this new Earth vibration, which will happen any time after this year. This year specifically is the mini life review for everyone. Most people are still in it, and most of those people are stuck in it in a sense of they're still looking for a way to move through all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, the life review is all your stuff up for review, and that is why many, many people are feeling uncomfortable, why they don't have enough time in their lives, why they're absolutely so busy trying to get their act together or maintaining their act in the world. And many, many people are at a crossroads and want to know their next step. They're finished with their current job or former job, and they're looking for a new way. There's many, many people that have challenges in relationships, also people working on healing early childhood patterns.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are waking up and having these experiences, and either they're thinking, I could be crazy because I'm experiencing this and I have nobody to talk to, therefore I'm not going to talk about it. And so that's also another challenge. There's people that have the vision but don't know how to get there, and so they feel frustrated. There's, physically speaking, there's a tremendous amount of medical symptoms that are happening. They're not necessarily, how shall we say, physically caused in the sense of, just give an example, a lot of people are experiencing what is called panic attacks. It's not having to do anything medically, because when they get checked out, nothing is indicated in the test. So it's an energetic, it's a spiritual thing. So for that, people need to journal and realize that it's an energetic thing. And it's basically, before these new energies can come in, one has to be free of their baggage. And we're basically talking about emotional body stuff that's been held in the body. Third point, there's a whole thing with trust, and we're all called upon to trust more and to have faith and know that we're going to make it through this tsunami, that we're not going to get washed away out to sea and drown. And there's many people that are on the brink of literally drowning and maybe thinking, man, I just got to leave the planet now because it's like, I don't see a way out. And so for those of you that are experiencing that, we just say, keep the faith. Don't give up. There is a way out. Fourth thing. This quantum energy that we work with, since we don't have a reference point for it because it's absolutely brand new vibrations that are coming onto the planet, into our bodies, into our brains, and the best way, or one of the ways to to manage this energy. As we're going to provide some tools, in a sense, in the activation, so that one can begin to manage this energy and not freak out and go into extreme emotional states. I would say it is very important for everyone to find people, draw into your life people that you can share your emotions with. And many, many people cannot share it within the family, within their marriage, within their relationship. And so that's in part why they're on these shows. So we're going to, well, we can do this right now. We're going to call forth everybody's soul group to be in this meditation as well as their spiritual lineage, so that on one level you can begin to have comfort in knowing that you are not alone and that you are supported by your friends, many of which will be on the other side. They don't have physical bodies. But there will be plenty of your soul group people that are in bodies here. And part of what this energy does is to help your soul group make physical connections. And these are people that you instantly fall in love with, connect with, feel that you've known them before or met them in this life when you really haven't met them physically in this life before. So it's that kind of kindred soul kind of experience. Okay.
Wonderful. You know, every single thing you have been sharing is so in alignment about the stuff that we have been sharing with people. And so your attunements are going to help people to help move through these a lot more gently than what they're going through right now.
Mm-hmm. They'll have a support system. And as long
Perfect.
As they do their homework and meditate every day, it'll build and get stronger. Just like when you go to the gym and start working out, at first you're going to be sore and probably a few days out, you don't know if you want to keep going because, you know, it's like effort in a sense. So same thing with the meditative part. I'm only insistent about one thing, and I think that is people have to meditate in one form or another every day, or it's going to be very, very difficult emotionally to move through these changes. Because the energy is saying, okay, here's your opportunity now. Do you want it, or are you going to procrastinate and sit on the fence and stay in the closet, so to speak? So basically, also the energy is also supporting you, though, to come out and to not be on the fence, to not be wishy-washy, to not give in to your doubts. And the other important thing is that we all have to trust our intuition as to how to be practical with all of this quantum energy, how to use it. Pay attention to that voice that says, do this, or go meditate, or call this person, or, you know, it's that Carolyn Mace talks about intuition as like this everyday thing. It's not this big thing that happens there on occasion, but it's this everyday voice that talks to you. And most of the time we don't pay attention. We just shrug it off as just another thought in our brain. So everyone needs to pay attention. Pay attention.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. I mean, you put it in perfect words for everybody to understand. So I know we're going to do a meditation. So would you like to go ahead and we can start preparing people for this? And then we can take some questions afterwards.
Well, actually, at the end, I would appreciate sharing rather than questions, because questions will put you back in your logical mind, and we don't want you necessarily to go back in your logical mind after the activation.
Perfect.
So I'll
set
some guidelines here, and we'll probably begin in about 5 minutes. So main thing is you don't want to multitask during this meditation. You want to be in a quiet space, and if you're in your car listening to the show, you either need to pull off the road or turn the radio off and listen to replay. Because this quantum can actually, well, a lot of people don't even hear me after a couple of minutes on these activations. They're like totally gone. And they come back and hear about the last 2 minutes. So either way, though, when you're in your safe space, if you totally go and don't hear my voice, that's all right. You'll go to exact place spiritually that is best for you. And if you totally stay here the whole time, that's good too. So whatever is going to occur, just allow it to occur. All right. So it's always important to do a protocol, your version of a protocol to set the meditative state. One distinction we'll make is we're not channeling energy in the usual sense of the term. What we're doing is holding a state of consciousness for people to embrace, shall we say. And it's not even so much of allowing the vibrations to enter you. It's because it's all there in space around you and space inside your body and in your mind. And basically that space is that empty space between your thinking, your thoughts. It's that space between when you're not emotionally involved in something. And for everyone to detach themselves from their emotional and mental bodies as we start this thing. And that way your experience is not colored by your emotions. It's going to be more of a soul perspective. Now, when we use the term Voyager, which is actually that part of you, that's the real part of you. Some people call it the soul. Some people call it the I am. Same thing. The Voyager is that part of you that is in the oneness and knows what's going on, has all the solutions to your perceived life challenges, your self-doubts, your fears, all of that. So we're going to consciously move in more to that Voyager place. And part of the homework would be when you meditate to be that Voyager. Okay. There'll be some points on the body or in the body that we will activate together, and then which is necessary to create the state. And it's not so much a state. But it's, yes.
One thing I want to mention is I'm going to put myself and Diane on mute so we have
okay.
no background noise for you, so you can continue. And then if you need anything, just say, you know, say our names and we'll be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, to continue. Now, whatever you feel emotionally or energetically in your body, you're not going to pay attention to it, because as a Voyager, the Voyager is in that world where it is not influenced by what's going on in the body. You're going to allow whatever is occurring emotionally and energetically in the body, in the brain, in your heart space to express itself without any kind of self-judgment or attachment. That way is the best way. It creates more flow that way. Okay. The meditation will affect everybody you know. And we're going to call in everybody you know, too, in the beginning. So know that your family, your friends, your pets will be affected in a very nice way. And you will see it later down the road. You will see the changes. And the way that we change the world is to change ourselves first. And more precisely, it's changing our perception of everything into a place of oneness rather than separated judgment, the right and wrong level, the good and bad level. So we also will hold the energies of compassion and divine balance. We always do divine balance and peace. Of course, unconditional love and allowance. Now, the after effects from today is very varied. You might have extreme vitality and inspiration. Some of you may feel like, I just want to sleep for like 2 years. If you feel like you need a nap, go back to bed, do that, because it's the body's way of integrating and also letting go of all of the old. Some people, we don't encourage it, but some people may have a very short, brief, intense healing crisis in which your emotional and physical symptoms will seem very amplified. But Well, actually, they're amplified right now because of the mini life review. So there again, you're going to allow the flow and not hold anything back. The best way I describe it to the students that take the training is whatever comes up from your wave experience, embrace it fully and then allow it to pass. That to me is the easiest, most direct way of releasing something. We're going to have a lot of support in this journey. So know that you won't be alone in doing this. And we suggest after the call today that you bring your focus every day into what's new and different in your life rather than focusing on, oh, my body still hurts, or I don't have a job, or I don't have enough money, and what am I going to do, and all of those pressures of life, apparent pressures in life. So if you focus on what's new and good and different, you'll naturally begin to shift out of the old. And that's what the mini life review is about also, is allowing yourself to move into brand new newness without a reference point, which entails 100% trust. That you're supported, you're going to make it. You don't have to know how to get from here to there. You just have to be willing to allow the force, the power, to be your guide. Okay, so we're going to start now. We're going to use the breath as a tool to focus. So everyone, take a very deep breath, and you're going to, with your intention, breathe into the light. That pure light. And then take that light and the breath deep into the body, specifically into the solar plexus area. So breathing in through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. And as you do this, you'll begin to feel a wave of relaxation coming over in and around and through your body. So allow these waves that start from head and finish at the toes and off the hands to help you to relax all the muscles and the nervous system. And you can bring all of your awareness, all of your focus into just breathing. We're breathing into that divine light that lives within. And we're going to take that light as the transformational energies for you. Deep into the solar plexus. So do this on your own for about the next minute or two. I'm going to call forth Prime Source and ask to be a perfect channel for this radio show today, for the message, for the light, for the energy, for the state that will help everyone to move to the next level. We ask to do this in divine balance and harmony, unconditional love and allowance, in grace, peace, and joy. So we're going to call forth the whole of the universe. We're going to call forth all beings in creation to be present for this call, to support and also to receive. We're calling forth your genetic lineage, your family lineage, your spiritual lineage, your guardian angel, your inner child. We're going to call forth your spiritual guides. We're going to call forth your soul group. And we call forth the ascended masters, the archangels, beings of light from other systems, galaxies, universes, solar systems, to hold a most wondrous circle of light around each person, each individual. And we call forth the representatives from all the cultures on the planet, all 250 representatives, to receive. Now you're going to feel an energetic matrix or a grid or some kind of a geometric presence in your awareness. And imagine now that each one of you, all beings here present, are holding a point of focus on this grid that we're going to call the New Earth Vibration, which represents the future of possibilities not even imagined by the human mind. And imagine that each of you have a contribution to this grid, this matrix. We'll call them your gifts or your talents. And imagine and feel that everyone on this grid is connected in some mysterious way with one another through the heart space, and that all beings are contributing energetically, spiritually to your life purpose, your spiritual growth, and you with them as well. Take a deep breath. Okay, we're going to bring the focus with the breath into the brain to activate the sacred centers in the brain. So breathing in through the nose and take in the light, activating the pineal gland. And then the pituitary gland. And then the hypothalamus. And then the thalamus region, and then the medulla oblongata at the base of the skull, and then the amygdala that's close to your temple areas on each side of the skull, and then the whole of the forehead and the brow. Continue to breathe the light into the core of the brain and hold the intention that your brain is now going to activate all genes, all DNA, the codons that represent the body's power to heal itself of all illnesses, diseases, stress, tension, pain. Deep breath. Exhale and relax. Allow the body to move into even a deeper level of relaxation and receiving. Okay, now symbolically, with your imagination, create a storage area in your brain to store all this quantum information that's coming to you, the New Earth Vibration. It is like a huge filing system where everything energetically will be organized and categorized. And as you need the downloads, they will just come. This is to prevent overload and will help prevent the feeling of overwhelm. I'm going to ask your guardian angel to help you with this. This is the being that has been with you ever since you were born. Is your guide, is your companion for the rest of your life. Okay, now we're going to take the focus from the brain. I'm going to imagine a liquid light kind of a feeling moving down your spine very slowly, almost like how lava flows. It's going to be very slow, and this light will feel actually kind of physical. Now, this energy carries the capacity to open up the spine so that the spine can heal itself, can adjust itself, can release the held in emotions. And as the light moves down the spine, it's beginning to feed all the nerve endings that lead to all your organs with a different level of light and chi. And imagine that this new vibration is moving through your liver and helping your liver to cleanse and detox, energizing and balancing your adrenal glands and kidneys, energizing your spleen, which is one of your life force organs in your body, cleansing and stabilizing the pancreas, cleansing the gallbladder, cleansing and balancing stomach, small and large intestines, balancing the sexual organs, clearing and strengthening the lungs, clearing away any congestion in the appendix, balancing the duodenum, balancing your thyroid, strengthening your thymus, activating pineal, pituitary, thalamus, medulla, cleansing the brainstem and the limbic system, now bring your focus down to the base of your spine at your sacrum bone. It's a very important area. Breathe divine balance now at the base of your spine, feeling a sense of harmony. Let that feeling radiate through your pelvic region. This feeling of harmony, this feeling of safety, this feeling of comfort, well-being. Okay, now we're going to ask you, the conscious part of you, to visualize a golden arc of light. Or it could be like a doorway or a window. It's an opening. You're going to step through this opening. You're going to step out of the body through this opening. You will find yourself now in the quantum field. This is a place of feeling oneness. And the effects of this oneness is you're going to feel bliss and joy in the body and in your mind. You'll have a sense of great peace and serenity. So allow all parts of you now to become the voyager, stepping away from the body and into the field. And now we're going to do breathing from this place. So the body's now going to take a deep breath and activate the power center at your navel. You can see it like a miniature sun. So as you activate this, this will help bring you more into alignment with the great central sun. And this is our source of energy and power in this galaxy. You can call it the quantum sun, the solar sun. And it radiates a Christed frequency of unconditional love and allowance. So now imagine that this vibration, this light, is moving through all of your relationships that you have with everybody you've ever known in this lifetime. and is cleansing and purifying all remaining discord, frustration, conflict, and that aspect is moving into a place of compassion, forgiveness, harmony. Take a deep breath. Now allow this vibration of unconditional love and allowance to affect your parents, whether they're here or on the other side. The beings that you brought into this world that were called your children at one time, to your siblings, and to other family members, aunts, uncles, cousins, nephews. Also to your pets. Now simply allow. There's nothing to do. Stay in the moment. Okay, now as a voyager, you're going to focus and have the body breathe into the solar plexus. This is the location of your soul matrix. And you can imagine this matrix energetically like a mandala. And we're going to ask for a complete cleansing and purification of your mandala right now. And we're going to ask for all energies that you have taken on from others or the environment be totally removed from your matrix. Continue to take a deep breath. Allow this vibration to go deep into the core of your matrix. Allow all trauma from the past, all conflict, pain, stress, to be released, cleansed out of your system. You can let it all go. It is time. Letting go of all pain that you took off from others because you cared. Letting go of all attachments to emotions. Letting go of all judgments of self. Letting go of all self-defeating beliefs. Letting go of victim consciousness. Letting go of the wounded child. Letting go of the saboteur. Letting go of the need to sacrifice your integrity in order to fit in and to be accepted by others. Just let all that stuff go. It's just all heavy energy. Take a deep breath and now allow that divine light to begin to radiate from the core of your matrix, affecting your DNA, affecting all the atoms, cells, and molecules, the nanoparticles of your body. Now we're going to call forth the presence of the Earth Mother in your feet now, your magnetic field of your body is being more deeply connected with the Mother Earth, with the matrix of Mother Earth, so that you can feel more grounded and balanced. And we'd like you to call forth, in visualization, four pillars of light: north, south, east, and west. And this is Archangel energy. And it's creating a cocoon of light for your body. It's a very safe place. It's a very high vibration. And there's what is termed a stargate or an opening that is always above your head. And it's a feeling of spaciousness. It's a feeling of wonder. It's a feeling of oneness. Okay, as a voyager, you're going to bring awareness now up into the lungs and begin to have the body breathe in the power to release all grief and sadness and loneliness and depression from the lungs. All sense of compression and having to hold things in. Breathing in that divine light into the lungs, into the chest cavity, into the upper back. Letting go of the need to suffer. Letting go of the need to feel other people's pain and discomfort. Breathe in the feeling of what it's like to be looking at a very bright sun. A sun that is nurturing and supportive. Okay, now we're going to bring our focus with the breath and the light into the throat. I'm going to hold the feeling that your thyroid is completely balanced. Now, symbolically, take off the collar, this energetic collar that you have around your neck, so that you can now begin to speak freely your truth and your love and your joy. And so that your inner child can express freely now. And just throw the collar away. Throw that band away. You don't need it anymore. You can take the burden that you've carried upon your shoulders. Let it go. Okay, as a voyager now, I'm going to move awareness up into the forehead. And imagine now that the doorway is opening and that your pineal gland is now beginning to receive the cosmic vibrations of the new earth from prime source directly into the pineal gland, stimulating the pineal, stimulating the inherent capacities of that gland to spiritualize the body. Simply receive. Okay, now allow everything that we've been doing so far to continue unto completion in your own divine timing. And as a voyager now, we're going to place awareness right behind the heart, the physical heart. And there's a special space that's located behind the heart. It's your special place. This is your comfort space. This space is where the portal is that allows you to be and to manifest in that oneness, the creative power of the universe, the all that you are. So we're going to meditate in this space behind the heart, in stillness, in silence. Bring all of your awareness now. Take a deep breath into the body and focus that place right behind the heart. And simply receive 100%. Simply receive and then become everything that you are receiving from Prime Source, the heart of creation. And I will call you back in about 5 Earth minutes. Okay, gently coming back into the physical. Breathing into the now. Coming back to your body. Very slowly. Feeling the bottoms of your feet, palms of your hands, your spine, your face, your chest, your hips. Gently coming back into the body. Now remain as the voyager for as long as you can, for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for the rest of the month. You can always get back to this place as a voyager. And we suggest that you do this protocol that I will share very shortly wherever you go in the world. Do it before you actually go into the building or just after you enter. And this could be your work, shopping, doctor, dentist, gas station. Essentially, you want to create the pillars of light for wherever you go. And this will also be for your automobile as well. So the sequence is first becoming aware of the magnetic field that connects your feet with the earth. And then invoking and or visualizing four pillars of light, one in each direction. So you have four pillars of light surrounding you or in the building where you are. This will include your home. And this, again, is the archangel energy. When you allow that, the cocoon of light is formed in that space. It's formed around you. It's formed around the building, the room. And then the stargate that is above, that allows that Christed vibration of unconditional love and allowance to be present in the space, in your space, in the space of the building, the room, the grocery store, the bank. And this is one way we can begin to truly anchor and establish peace on earth and the light upon the earth as she is evolving to her next level of ascension. Take another deep breath and allow yourself to simply enjoy and be this new change and vibration in your life, and let it go out through your timeline into all areas of your life, your career, your relationships, your family, whatever you do, your spiritual work, your private practice, your business. So allow it to continue until completion. This vibration will work as long as you stay open to it and stay grounded. We send our blessings. Namaste. We are complete with this activation and meditation.
Hi, Kenji.
Hi.
Hi, that was magnificent. That was so magnificent. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Mm-hmm.
Our time is running over a little bit, but let's share with people how they can get in touch with you, how they can continue with this journey, because you have a special offer for advance more of this.
Well, there is a discount that's on Carol's site for an attunement activation. It's a wonderful journey into the heart of the Great Central Sun. So that's $20 off, so it's $39. People can go to my site to contact me on the contact page.